everybody. Well, today is our Wednesday program, Creation Life's Appealing. And the day today is the 29th of July, 2015. This is our last Station 1 call. We do Station 1 Monday and Wednesday, so to hear us again this week, we'll be on Station 2, Friday and Saturday. So let's start off with clearing emotional trauma situation things, maybe pain energy. So you got to focus on one particular issue. Like maybe you stun your knee today, so that would be what your issue would be. You know, your knee's hurting or something. So we can get rid of pain or entities, but you got to request what you want, one particular energy be released from you. So here we go. Releasing what you're requesting. One, two, three, four, and five. And now we're going to make sure that you're in the present moment here. So do the finger exercise. If your index finger, either left or right hand, some people actually use both, but you want it to be in front of you. So if it's off to the left, off of center, it would be you're in the past, and to the right, it's in the future. So it's just a real simple thing. Have your body tell you where it is. Don't try to mentally do it. Just have your body go, yep, there it is. You know, third of a second, you should be, you know, right where it needs to be, or at least show you where you are. So let's get you into the present moment here. So one, two, three, four, and five. There we go. And let's bring up the light beams. So there's typically three of them that you may have up. So here's the light beam energy coming your way. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll bring our co-host down now. So, Michelle, are you there?
Yes, I am here, and welcome everybody to the Wednesday night show. It looks like we've had another very good week at CLS. We have another new free clearing up. And I know a lot of people want to talk about it, and they have a lot of questions about it. So I'm just going to ask the first question that says, would you please ask Ron to speak about the new clearing, 2800 Blu-ray Energy, and what it means?
Okay, so what that energy is there was something from the future coming here, and it was about that time, maybe a little bit after that, but that energy sort of would come into you, and it would kind of like maybe numb you out a little bit. And the far end of the scale of the energy, where it's really destructive, is the death ray portion of it, we'll say. And what that would do, it would come into your body, bring in blue energy, and kind of like blow you up like a balloon until you popped, and then you were nothing. So that's what they're using in future technologies. We'll just say, put a ways out there for, you know, the year 2800. We're in 2012, so 2000, basically. So that's 800 years in the future here. So we'll just see how people are doing with that one. I could feel a little more space, feel things leaving me. We'll just see what the people comment about. Oh, and that energy is here now. So back to you.
Yeah. Ron, we did get a lot of comments about it. We have a couple emails, and if people send in more, I will try and read them tonight on tonight's show. So my first question, and I'm wondering if other people have this question, does that mean that we're guaranteed to still be here 600 years from now? Like if this energy is from the future, does that mean we haven't ascended, or is this the other Earth, or...
Well, this energy is out there. Remember, the aliens are in control of timeline. All we're doing is referencing that timeline in the future.
And so it actually exists now.
Yes. So it's in our now, and this energy in the future from the aliens, okay, are affecting us now. Much like the time-traveling soldiers, you know, that are out of ways here, you know, are also having, they're coming back here, so.
So just like the past still also exists, this exists too.
yeah, this is an existence interview that's here as of right now. So,
so if we ascended, would it all just go away?
Well, we wouldn't be on that timeline because there may not be anything there that is of light.
Okay.
So the aliens live there, and as they live there, they're coming in here for some reason to cause us havoc. So.
Okay. Good to know. All right. So we do have a couple testimonials I wanted to read. The first one says, thank you for the 2800 Death Blu-ray clearing. It is excellent. It is eliminating a very strong warp or distorting force field that has prevented me from accessing myself. With this removed, I know I will be able to reclaim much more of myself. It's as though before I could only see 10 feet below the surface, and now I can see 100 feet with clarity. Both this and the new black mist clearing are significantly changing my consciousness to be able to see and live in the light. Thank you, Ron, for all the work you are doing for all of us to bring us these tools to free ourselves.
Yep, wonderful. That's good. Very good.
Yeah.
So,
all right. I'm going to read another one. Okay, it says, hi there. I'm passing along some feedback from CLSers who are currently unable to use the computer themselves. The first person's feedback says, the two new sample clearings are extraordinary. For the Death Blu-ray, they say, got really hot when running it, felt less pressure, felt a huge burden lifted, and became more hopeful. And the same person says for the Black Mist Fog, experienced more clarity of thinking and more movement inside, felt a big release of pressure. And within the same email, the second person wrote for the Death Blu-ray that they experienced peaceful sleep, less fatigue, and more access to the present and easier to stay in the present. That's very interesting.
Yeah.
And that same person said for the Black Mist Fog clearing that they had more clarity in their head, less fear, and overall strength returned.
Right,
those
right.
Are both those good.
That's all very good. Okay. We don't know what's out there yet. See, these are all invisible realms that are affecting us. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of the movies out talk about that, but they make it real when you see the movies. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, the most accurate one, well, I won't say, I can't say that, but one that talks about us being farmed out and being used for food is the, you know, Jupiter Ascending. If you haven't seen that movie, all that in there are true. They show grays in there affecting, you know, two people, and they also, they can vanish, okay? They come physical, then they disappear, and then talk about having a bottle of stuff, you know, which is the essence of people in a bottle, 100 people, I think, and that's what they live on. And the movie, they actually said that the clones, they tried clones, but the clones would not work. So, you know, this is, they're harvesting, you know, humans. So this planet is a place, according to that movie, which is probably true, too, you know, is place to have the harvesting of energies, is us to feed the aliens, and these aliens look human. So, anyway, watch that movie. You want to see it a couple of times just to get a clue on it.
Yes, there's a lot in that movie, and it's actually a very good and interesting to watch movie as well. They did a really good job with it. I know when they got to the part where they're talking about how they get the energy of humans, I thought, oh, it's like a bottle of perfume. Like, they've crafted these little flowers, and now they've squished them down, and they've made this fancy perfume, but it's actually humans. So,
and it will make them get renewed again, too. So they don't age, I guess, with that. So, anyway.
Yes. Yes. Which is interesting, because I know that there's stories that people tell about even biblical people saying they lived for thousands of years. So it makes you wonder how they're regenerating at such a good rate. Yes. Okay, so I have another one here about the 2800 Death Blu-ray. It says, I ran the above healing all night and continued through today at my office. Before going to sleep, I felt sensations in my head, mainly around top and sides. There was no pain, maybe some tightness from time to time, and just strange sensations never experienced before. Starting my day at work, I suddenly felt anxiety, and this was because of changes taking place within me. I took care of that with the anxiety whole life healing. A couple of hours later, I noticed that I was not having to do the mind to heart drop so much because I was not experiencing as much alien mind control or thoughts coming into my head. Now, at the end of the day, the lack of mind control is the biggest effect. I feel different also, but cannot explain that because it is a sense of being in peace. Explaining the kind of peace we are meant to experience is not easy. Have not been able to find the right words. One last result noticed throughout the day is that I am feeling incredibly well and have lots of energy. Other healings I am doing are working well and fast. Thank you, Ron. This is another powerful healing from a listener.
Great. Wonderful.
Okay, and I think there was one more. Let me just try and find it here. Oh, yeah. A couple more. Okay. So this one says, after putting up the new Death Blu-ray yesterday, the clouds here were bluish gray, and they were broken up and then cleared up, blue skies and then white clouds. And again, after the sun went down, bluish gray clouds again, thought it was my imagination. The lower black mist fog cloud appears again, the mist that's usually so creepy to watch. My physical body, I felt something moving in my lower legs, the shins, like a rippling feeling. I was wondering if that was alien critters or the new Death Blu-ray energy. And then it says, Ron, these new clearings rock.
Yeah. I can't say what it is this second, so. Stuff does, as you start doing the clearings, you start realizing that getting better. The whole thing is... Mm-hmm. Better and better and better.
Yeah, it is hard to say exactly because it's just, I don't know, I just feel better than I did before. I just feel even better. Okay, we have one more. It says, I put up the new Death Blu-ray clearing last night, ran one for me, one to a location, Lake Superior, that I'm going to, and ran one for my two girls. In my dream last night, I was in a hospital setting. I saw Blu-ray beams as large as the ceiling to the floor. Many of them were appearing around the bed. I tried to get people to drink this special water to save us from these rays. Mind control was heavy. No one was listening. I was yelling at a cop, calling him an alien, and want to talk to a real human. Very disturbing dreams. These bright blue rays would circle around. So it sounds like ongoing, but... This one brings up a question. Are we supposed to put the new Death Blu-ray for a particular place or just for people?
Well, it's mainly for people, but if you're going to a location and you're able to put it there, it could help, but it's mainly to get the energy off of you. So the first thing would be to get it off of you and, it could follow you to that location. Okay. So that's what I'd say. It's mainly designed, you know, for the energies that are attached to you. Oh, back to you.
Okay, great. So mainly clears a person, but we can use it for a certain place as well.
But it's mainly designed for you. If you're not
right
there, it's not going to clear that place. So,
okay.
You know, it's one of those things that you got to realize that, you know, it's you that it's working on. It's not going to typically work on, a location that you may be going to. So just know that it's for you.
Okay, but the black mist is for location, right?
Black mist can be for location, yeah.
Okay. So a listener just wrote in with a new question that says, does this mean that we need to do some clearing about the color blue? I have a lot of blue color in my home.
I don't think the blue color would make any difference, no.
Okay. Well, that's good, because I have a lot of really pretty pictures that are blue as well. So. Okay, well, I think those are the biggest testimonials that we got about this particular clearing at this time, but if anyone wants to write in to clfquestions@yahoo.com, I will try and get to those tonight. Otherwise, we'll probably talk more about it on Friday. I'm sure there's always going to be ongoing things. And I know that people might want to do themselves first, and then eventually they might move on to other people, and the other people might have something to say about it. Okay, so I'm going to move on to another question, if that's okay, Ron.
Go ahead.
Okay, so this one is about past lives. It says, I have been deep clearing a big area from all different angles. I am now about 70 to 80% free of it, which is a huge relief. What remains feels related to past life contracts. Can I use the timeline crash to clear past lives? For example, could I write, consecutively crash all timelines for past lives where I was an indentured servant. Any other ways I can access these past life contracts to clear them? Or is this unnecessary since the healings clear my DNA which contains past life experiences?
Well, boy, I don't know if I would go into situations like that unless you're using it now or having that situation in this lifetime, because everything that's probably imaginable has happened to all of us, okay? And so from there, your body has genetics in it, which means that if it's activated, you've been there, done that, and now it's coming on your doorstep in this lifetime. So all the bodies have been here for a long time, and they carry that genetic code. So trying to just pick up something out of the blue to get rid of it, then you're gonna activate it probably for the first time. And you know, if you feel like you have been a slave or you're running that slave mentality or something, then yeah, that might be something to do. But you may want to go into seven generational ones. As far as the timelines doing that, you would need to select a timeline that you've seen on TV or something where you watching a program, a movie, or whatever, and you feel like, you know, crying or jumping out of your skin or something because you know that happened to you, then you can clear it like that on a timeline if you know the date of it. But just going in general to clear something like that may not be that successful. So you want to get rid of the stuff that you're living with now before you go into your past, okay? So that's kind of how I would answer that. Is, you know, when you start going fishing, you could have other things pop up that you know nothing about, and now you're on those timelines. So, you know, if you know you're on the timeline, then you can clear it. But if you're just going fishing to see if you can get rid of something, and if it's not bothering you in this lifetime, just let it lay dormant. Don't, you know, be curious. And like I said, curiosity killed the cat, so don't go there. Back to you.
It makes me wonder, okay, so let's say, and maybe this is a healing that we could do right now, but let's say a lot of people in the past were burnt at the stake. Let's say maybe people that lived in a certain place, and that's just what happened. And you don't know necessarily if it happened to you, but maybe it could have. Which clearing or healing would you run for that particular thing?
Well, is it affecting you in this lifetime? You may
know
about it, but you'd have to try to figure out, you know, how that energy is working against you in this lifetime.
Oh. Okay.
If you keep burning your finger on the stove, then you can say, yeah, that could be, you know, right? I keep getting sunburned going out in the sun, right? And you know, that way, you know, you're triggering something. And, yeah, being burnt at the stake could be the reason why that could be happening to you. But, you know, if you just know about it, how is it affecting you? You know, are you getting burnt in this lifetime? If you're not getting burnt, then I don't think I would deal with it. I wouldn't worry about it.
Okay, so that's interesting. So, but possibly if a person thought that this happened to them, they might also have signs of dehydration, heat stroke, heat exhaustion, sunburn. Those are things, ways that it possibly would show up. Could we do a sample healing for that? In case
okay,
that
so
has
here we
happened?
Go. So, yeah, let's just do sunburns, I guess. You know, everybody probably has had sunburns, so let me just do that. And I can't say that sunburns, if you've ever had a sunburn, that is related to, you know, a past life of being burnt at the stake, but, you know, we could clear that. So think of the last sunburn that you had that may have been harmful to you or hurt you, but it's clear the energy. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And there we go. So just see
okay.
if you feel a little different, you know. But typically, if you've been, you know, if that's happened to you, then if you see a movie and it really, you know, pushes your buttons, then you know you want to clear that timeline. But other than that, I don't know how that would really affect you that much, because it has to be something that is happening to you in this lifetime related to that. So you'd have to really do some researching to see what that means, okay?
Well, I'm just thinking off the top of my head that possibly, let's say in the past, there's a history of this particular subject that a lot of women were burned at the stake because they were accused of being witches. So maybe in this lifetime, someone's afraid to speak up for their spiritual beliefs or to say what their spiritual beliefs are or to hold true to them because they're afraid of what might happen. That could be a result. And so I'm thinking that if they run the fear clearing, that would help. And if the issue showed up as sunburn or heat exhaustion, they could run the, do you think the bites and stings? Because that has to do with sun, I think.
Oh, that's a good possibility. No, and,
yeah.
You know, if it's really bothering you, you know, you can always do the special clearing. That's for physical body things. But, you know, just analyze it and see what might work, you know, for you. And is it bothering you, you know, in this lifetime? So if we're talking about this now and you're hearing us talk about being burnt to the stake and you go, yeah, that's happened to me. It doesn't feel very good, you know. And, you know, myself, I'm just talking about it and I have no resonance at all to that in my body, you know. So for me, it's just words, and to me, it's empty words, okay? And so if you do get a charge on it, then see if you can what's bothering you in this lifetime, what's related to you. Are the people around you the ones that burnt you at the stake, you know? I don't know. Maybe you feel like, you know, maybe you're beaten up all the time. Maybe they whipped you, you know? So, you know, try to find the threads and uncover, you know, what might be a missing link that's preventing you from doing something. So that's how I would look at that situation and go into it that way. See how it's affecting your life now and how it's preventing you from doing something. Be creative, you know, it's stopping your creativity. Back to you, Michelle.
Right. Yes, it's like good to think, like, if a person was in that situation, how might they possibly feel? It's kind of an acting exercise, actually. So somebody has something to say about this that they just wrote in. They said, not of burning, but about persecution. I have neighbors calling me a witch and a whore and have had this throughout my life. Wow. Lots of persecution and being outcasted by groups. Can you do a healing for persecution?
Well, yeah, I can do one clearing. think of one situation like that. I can't clear everything, and I don't even think we have a persecution clearing on the website. You know, the special
clearance. We do have a victim one.
Got a victim, yeah. The victim could be it, yeah. That might work fine. So here we go. I'll just do a victim clearing. So think of that incident here. Whatever, which one you want to pick on. So here we go. Releasing that one energy from you. So one, two, three, four, and five. Just thinking, if people are doing that to you, that's got to be up front on one of your big buttons, you know, that you have. And it's also probably always on your psychic billboard. So, you know, you may want to release that, you know.
Well, it's just not very nice. But it's also not...
The theme of life could be that, you know?
What's that?
That could be the theme of your lifetime right now is, you know, what people are telling you about yourself, you know?
Yeah.
Not very good.
No, it's not good. And it's also, it's not actually normal. I'm sure most people would say, wow, I haven't had that experience. So it is something specific to the person, and which just tells me that finding the right clearing could definitely get rid of it. So the psychic billboard, or the victim clearing, or the fear, or the special clearing. So those are good suggestions. Okay. So let's see here. I'm going to read another one. It says about the psychic billboard. It says, a few years ago, a psychic told me something about a relationship that felt wrong to me. Now, after the clearings, I realized she was reading my psychic billboard. I understand about free will and free choice. I am always free to create anything I desire, including the nature of a relationship. Is this correct?
Say that again. I couldn't quite follow all of it.
I think they're wondering. A psychic told them something about a relationship, and they're saying, but it's my choice to create something, anything that happens in my life, or is it being controlled by something outside of themselves?
Okay. Well, ideally, you know, you should be able to change and do what you want in your life, you know. But start working each day, you know, living each day, you're running programs, okay? So the program, I mean, first. And then it's how strong are you to negate that program, to change an outcome of what the program is attempting to do to you. So you're running programs continuously unless you're in the now. So if you stay in the now, then automatically you could probably bring forth what you want to do. Otherwise, you're just, you know, playing the game of programs, and you can change the program. You can deviate from the program. But it might be hard to get away from the program unless you do clearings on it and what you think is happening. That's why I mentioned to maybe you get up early in the morning, you know, or when you first wake up, you know, change your clock alarm and make it 5 minutes maybe before you normally wake up. So the program that you've been running for years won't be attached to you. So, you know, once they find that button in you, if you're living a timeline, then the timeline is going to indicate and be your subscription, we'll say, for what you're going to be doing. What's in that program? Well, the good programs and bad programs, you know. Let's just use the example of going to like an Indian casino or something, you know. So all of a sudden, you got an extra, you know, let's just say $500. And, you know, you somehow think that it's your lucky day because it's whatever, you know, certain numerology numbers, you know, point out that and the day is like, yeah, this is your lucky day, right? So now you think, well, maybe I'm on the lucky day program. You go to the Indian casino and make more money. So that could be a possibility. But now when you drive in and park your car at the Indian Casino, what program are they going to put you on? You know, are you going to be full of anxiety and happiness and knowing that you're going to win? Well, maybe they might take all that energy and reverse it on you. Now you got two programs, basically. Probably have three. You have one where you're going to lose all your money, one where you're going to break off even, and one where you're going to, you know, win a lot. What program are you running when you're in there doing what you're doing, gambling, okay? And they can switch it on you. So I'm sure you've seen people, you know, who maybe have won a lot and then think they're going to win more, and you go, wow, why is that person playing again? They're probably going to lose, and they lose it everything. You lose it all. I've been watching people sometimes when I go in to the casinos. We normally go just for like a lunch there, you know, because we're driving by like from the airport or something for breakfast. But basically, you know, people sit there and they, like on the slot machines, and they, I don't know what, they're like mesmerized. All they do is put the money in and pull a handle or whatever and put it in. They're like a robot, you know. Well, they're there to probably until the money is gone. So are they? They're not conscious, so they're in the thing to lose money, because they're not being conscious each time they pull that handle of what they're going to do, as they're on a robotic program. So they're being controlled robotically. So they're on that program to fail. So you know, you can have a choice if you get into the moment. But, you know, if you get into the moment, are you going to say, do I really want to be here? You know, do you just happen to get hooked, you know, to go there because you're running a program thinking you're going to win? And then all of a sudden, everything happens to work when you're not. So that's the way the programs work. Are you in control of your life? Well, you're only in control of your life when you become conscious of what you're doing. Another thing, let's just say you go for a drive down the highway, freeway, or whatever. Maybe you drive for a half an hour. When you're going, say, 65 miles an hour, are you really conscious completely for that half an hour of time? Maybe not. Maybe you just kind of like knowing you're going from A to B and you get there. But were you conscious every second? I would say probably not. Or maybe a tune comes on the radio and you start singing it. You're not really conscious. You're now on the timeline of that particular song. You are driving your car, but are you really in control of your life at that time? Maybe not. So back to you, Michelle.
Yes, I know. It kind of takes the blame off of you in a way, so people don't need to feel guilty about, you know, I'm having a perfect life, because nobody does, and a lot of it's not our fault. I know as far as the gambling thing, sometimes studies have shown that people sit there because they're addicted to the sound, the lights, the bells, and oof, you're going to have to do the addiction clearing, because it's really not a good place to be. You're losing all your money. So, okay, but that was a great explanation, Ron. Thank you very much. Okay, so we have a skin misting water testimonial. It says, I want to report a healing from the skin misting water. I had a rash for about a month, and since I had lost my skin misting water bottle, I tried several other remedies. None of them helped at all. Once I got a new bottle, I put skin misting water on the rash. Within 2 days of applying it, the rash was gone without a trace. Wow. Seeing this healing brought to mind recounts of the miracle healings Jesus did. And then I realized that Ron had also been in Jesus doing healings at the time of the last ascension. I feel very fortunate to be awake enough to recognize and work with Ron and CLS. Truly a gift.
That's sweet. Thank you.
Yay. Yeah. And the water is very refreshing.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So this is a great question. I really thought this one was very interesting. It was talking about blood or plasma donation. You know, some people go in to a place and they donate some of their blood. And it says, when we donate pieces of ourselves to these companies, do we ever get those pieces back? This is something the dark side does, I believe. It doesn't make sense to me. Wondering what CLS might say for this. I have an opportunity to make money doing this, but I live off life force energy already and cannot afford to lose anything. On the flip side, it will help pay for more of my clearings, although not a fair trade possibly. What do you think of that, Ron?
You're giving yourself away. Boy, I would say probably not. Now, if somebody were to ask me, say, Ron, should I do this? I'd say, no, I don't think it sounds very good. It's that's probably a hard choice because you're giving your energy away to somebody else. And let's just talk about that, okay? So, give a person a part of you. That part of you probably will still live on with your spirit energy in it, your body's spirit energy, okay? Choose that. So now it goes into somebody who, you know, we talked about addictions, you know, maybe he's a gambler. We'll talk about that since we talked about gambling, okay? And that part, blood, you see, is going into that, and the person now is contaminating your blood, and now it's the gambler's blood. Now, is that going to resonate back to you again? Probably so, because it came from you, because you're still living. So now you may have more to clean up, and you don't know where it's going to. So it is being, it is still alive, okay? So it's alive in somebody else. You know, people talk about, with heart transplants, I believe that they tend to take on the traits of that person that they got a heart transplant from. So I don't know if that's good or not, you know. I wouldn't probably wish to do that. In fact, I would not be a blood donor myself. So, only because of that. But everybody, you know, has your own way of looking at it. You're giving part of your way and it's still living in somebody else, and what are they doing to it? You have no way to help yourself out if they do have troubles and problems. That's where they are. That's what they're doing, and you can't say stop. Well, anyway, back to you.
Yeah, and I know we all probably have enough of our own things to deal with. Okay, so we have one that says, this is information from one listener to another when we were talking about depression and what helps for that. Somebody said, another clearing I suggest is the robotic clearing, as the program is just repeated, especially if manic depressive and recurrent event barcode removal and harmonic frequency clearing could be the aliens sending the odd harmonics and attachments that need the even harmonics. So I think they mentioned actually several clearings within this. I believe they are suggesting a robotic clearing. Which one is that sounding, Ron?
Yeah, it could be robotic. We do have a robotic clearing. I could do a sample of that.
Oh, okay.
So, trying to think what to do with this here. So robotics, just say that you have a twitch, you know. You're always twitching. Oh, your neck is twitching. You don't know what's causing that, or one of your hands shake or something. So let's just kind of focus on that. And everybody has their own scenarios happening. But here we go. One, releasing it. Two, three. You're getting heavy. Four, boy, and five. Wow. One, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, and five. Wow, okay. So back to you.
Okay, great. And then just to go over what they were suggesting, they also mentioned the recurring event barcode removal, and also probably for depression or whichever type of depression, if you know that you have something specifically, and the harmonic frequency clearing, which cleared the odd harmonics, which works really great. Sounds like this listener has done that quite a bit because of another testimony I'm going to try and find that they had written about the harmonic clearing as well. And I believe they wrote it in right after we had been discussing it about a week ago. Okay, here it is. So I'm going to read this one, if that's okay with you, Ron.
Sure.
Okay, this is about the harmonic frequency clearing. And it says, I am glad to hear others finally getting that this is a good clearing to do. Round the clock. I have it up. and use the trick that is used by the Timeline Crash tutorial, since I can't put up 11 windows for each step. But I have to say, when I don't have a lot of clearing, such as auric field protection, I have been protected. And for other situations, such as abduction and even timeline and calls and emails sent to me when I'm listening or in contact with various media, that they still have peace all the time if they have this clearing up. And then it says, question, is this clearing good for an alien-human hybrid fetus in my daughter-in-law to protect interference with mind programs, especially if odd harmonics being taken off, as well as the attachments and even harmonics are put in around the clock? So they're wondering if this would be a good clearing to get for their daughter-in-law.
Boy, that, yeah, I think that might be okay. And you might even do the fetus infusion one. Yeah, I think that might work because it might help to keep everything in proper harmonics there, even harmonic process there. So, yeah, that might work out fine.
Okay. And then there's another one last paragraph about this one. It says, request the harmonic frequency clearing circle to be replaced. Oh, this is what they're requesting. They're requesting that the harmonic frequency circle be replaced with squares so that I can have them all checked simultaneously like you can in a timeline crash. So I think they just want to be able to run them all at the same time. And I don't know if, what's that?
I'll have to do some checking, yeah.
Yeah, and then it says they would also like to see this option being offered in the alien attack page so that they can have one window up for many clearings. So that sounds like a question for the web designer.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay. So, yes, I noticed that my voice doesn't, after doing the harmonic clearing, I don't lose it as much, just talking or anything. I don't lose it as much. It really seemed to help a lot with, like, my vocal abilities and also what I hear. So that's very useful. Okay, so this is a good general question that I'm sure we would all love to hear your answer for, Ron. It says, physical attacks. Can you tell me why some people are targeted more than others? Is it because of their bloodlines?
Boy. Probably so. It could be that. It could be that you're a little more awakened. Bloodline might do that. Typically, as you try to release yourself more, well, I have heard of and known people that seem to have a lot of spiritual maybe knowledge or energies, or, you know, they can do things that other people can't do. It just is more natural. And these people seem to be a gigantic target and their families. So that's kind of what happens. So somehow maybe as you're getting closer to waking up to what's happening here, then you're a threat to the aliens, and they want to take you out of here. And they may not be able to completely kill you, but they may make your life very miserable, unfortunately. So, I guess you could use the word being more spiritual. Could be that's what they do, unfortunately.
Okay.
So, back to you.
All right. So we have a question about the natal barcode, something that somebody has noticed recently. It says, I'm wondering if the clearing has changed recently. Before, when you put in a word to clear or a number, the clearing used to default to 5 minutes per letter or number. However, now I notice the clearing defaults to a time without going through each individual number. Just wanted to know if that is okay.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I think I've done it recently, and I believe that maybe it doesn't allot a specific amount of time for each number, but it still allows a certain amount of time for the whole thing that you wrote in. And it, I think it still goes through them. I guess I need to check and look.
It should. Oh, unless you change something on your settings or something.
That's interesting. Sometimes I've had different experiences with how I put the windows up or how they look on my page or how long they last or if they turn themselves off if another one has expired. And it just depends on the version of the computer that I have and the program that I have in there. So I don't know, maybe something changed. Sounds like you don't think that anything in particular changed with the web designer, but we just don't know about that one yet.
Nothing done that there.
Okay. So I believe this is a testimonial. It says, holding a good stance. It says, I have done multiple clearings and released a dark glob of energy from me to others. I released snakes as a medium of interference. Now I'm holding a pretty good stance between me and others and a pretty successful discernment of regulating myself with others for a successful outcome. Thank goodness for these clearings. Success works when you work it. From one of our regular listeners. I agree. That's interesting. Okay. I'm just trying to see here if there's another one that we want to read. Are there any other healings that you can think of to do, Ron, for sample tonight?
Yeah, I could do one for the Be Here Now. Let's do that one.
Okay.
Here we go. This is to get you, body. One, two, three, five. One, two, three, four, and five. One, two, three, four, and five. Let's see how that helps you out. So, two.
Okay, great. So if anyone else has any more testimonials about either the 2800 Blu-ray or the other new one, the Black Mist, please write in. We'd love to read them. We'd love to know what's going on. Even if you're not sure if your new feelings may have been caused by this, but just to know how you're doing, if you're doing any better than you had previously been doing, that would be great to know. Okay, so somebody wrote in, it says that the natal barcode removal did change a few years ago. So maybe it's different than what the person had previously experienced. And it also says it used to linger on numbers and letters and erase by each, but it doesn't do that anymore. It just keeps it in there and then it just counts them down. I know it goes forwards and then you tell it to go backwards. Okay. So we have a tip for clearing for procrastination, and this is also something that we had previously discussed on another show last week. It says, I think that the person could clear procrastination in the self-empowerment healings, in the Prosperity Jumpstart Deluxe, and also the self-sabotage is another useful option in the self-empowerment healing. And also, then, as Ron said, it can be removed from the psychic billboard. And also, they can clear it in the curses, hexes, and spells, all in the same prosperity package. So procrastination, this person feels, can be cleared by getting the prosperity package and really working all the different options in that one. Because, right, the early bird always gets the worm. That could be a program, but we've heard that a billion times, right?
Not the worm, right?
Really freaking like really? Okay. it just kind of makes me laugh, but it's good for a laugh, so that's good. Okay. Let's see here. All right. This one has to do with Saturday's show. I was wondering, since Saturday, a question about the baby in utero request to meet the spirit of my grandchild, since I thought it was created by CLS, but you mentioned it was from Soul Family, and I would not want to meet, nor could I meet it in the spirit room. I know what was recommended, that it was recommended alien life form light infusion process. So any other clearing, such as harmonic frequencies clearing, since that disconnects from Earth planetary and planet off-planet harmonic odd and energetic cord attachment. I want to keep the UUT away from as much influence as possible. Am I supposed to do the mother or the fetus together as one or separately? They seem inseparable. It would be easier if only I had to deal with the fetus and less expensive. So I believe they're asking, Ron, if you're suggesting a clearing of the alien life form light infusion to do the fetus?
Yes, that's what I would say to do, yes. That's correct,
Okay. Right, because and then actually, if you're doing it by the age, it would only be $5, so that would be pretty inexpensive. So that's not too bad at all. Okay, I'm just reading things and laughing to myself. It says, let's see here. Somebody sent in a picture of a cloud, and I have not made it too big because I have so many things on my computer. I don't want to open another window right now, but it says, I'd like you to see this, Ron. My sister sent it to me. And so I think I'm going to forward you that after the show. You might be able to see things in there. I often don't see things in clouds, Ron, and I look. Oh. But maybe I don't look hard enough.
Always something there, so.
There's always something there. Isn't that the truth? Okay. All right. Well, are there any other free clearings that we can do right now? I'm just swimming around.
Let's do one for a depression.
Okay.
That's one. Eight. So let's see if that helps you out.
Okay, great. Thank you. I know a lot of people struggle with that. Okay, the reason I just had a little pause there for a second was because I was forwarding you the picture of the clouds, and if anyone wants to write in and say, please forward me the pictures of the clouds, I will do that to them as well. I just wanted to do that quickly for Ron so I didn't forget. Okay, so right here it says, somebody had an experience when their computer went down, and it says, hello, I am reporting that when I moved, my computers were down. During this downtime, I had a terrible fight with my spouse. Later that day, I began to hook up my computer and rerun several whole life clearings, emotional, sensory, body, and pain. By the time I saw the same person that I had fought with earlier, 15 minutes later, the tension disappeared and we are back to normal. Go figure. So, yay. This can help with
the heart drop here. So, mind a heart drop, everybody.
Okay.
So you have to command your spirit out loud. Take the thoughts inside of your head. Drop them into your heart. And we count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times, like an elevator dropping down. That'll put you in peace. Do this as often as you like, if you wish to be peaceful. Oh, dropping down. Commanding your spirit to do this energy work for you. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
1098-765-4321. Everybody,
we'll see you later. Thank you.
And have a wonderful evening, everyone. Thanks for all the comments that came in on emails and things. So, blessings. Bye, everybody.